This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, May 23rd, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. By a single vote, the House of Representatives this week approved the Big Beautiful Reconciliation Bill, including tax provisions and farm policy improvements to help farmers. House Agriculture Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson is pleased with certain provisions of the bill.
First of all, it prevents the largest tax increase in history. It includes a permanent fix for the death tax, raises the level of which assets would be taxed. I think that's good for the large majority of our farms and farmers as they try to pass them on to the next generation. 199A, which is an important provision in agriculture, and then just the individual taxes that benefit every American, certainly farm families.
The tax provisions include an extension of the 45Z tax credits for renewable fuel. Arlen Suderman with Stone X says ethanol will see an advantage if the House rules become law.
That it removes the indirect land use penalty in the carbon intensity scores. That's the assumption that if you grow an acre of corn in Iowa that goes into ethanol production, it forces farmers to destroy an acre of rainforest in Brazil. That's ludicrous. That's very difficult to prove, but that's been in the formula. You remove that and suddenly ethanol can qualify as a feedstock for sustainable aviation fuel, which is a huge, massive market. We need to see if it'll survive the Senate.
Chairman Thompson says legislators are keeping a close eye on USDA downsizing and hoping skilled leaders stay in agriculture.
You know, size really doesn't matter when it comes to the size of USDA. It's literally, it's huge. And if there's downsizing, I understand that, you know, more efficient government is preferred, but it has to be just as effective or more effective. And so I trust Secretary Rollins. I've also been encouraging the different trade associations, different groups, take the opportunity here. We got, incredibly experienced people that are choosing, electing to take a voluntary buyout. I'm not crazy about that program. I don't like losing, people that are highly effective, highly efficient. But at the same time, if they're going to do that, they're available. So I encourage the commercial side and the trade groups, let's try to scoop these people up. They tend to be the best and the brightest.
Thompson admits that trade is challenging, but he's willing to give the president's trade action time to work.
You know, trade does create some anxiety for us because we rely on trade when it comes to American agriculture. It helps offset any problems that we're having domestically, and having robust foreign markets is incredibly important. But I want to remind people that President Trump's only been in office a little over 100 days, and he has he's got China at the table now. He has, probably over 100 countries who are knocking on the White House door wanting to do a deal.
Chairman Glenn Thompson is this week's guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers, available now at AgriPulse.com. In turn, the next open mic guest is National Corn Grower CEO Neil Caskey, who says the Maha Commission offered a deaf ear to farmers and ignored decades of sound science.
It really just ignores decades of established science on safe products like glyphosate and atrazine. The second part is, in the study, it seemed to open the door for further regulation beyond what is currently required by law at EPA. And I think third, and this is probably the biggest concern that we raised, and I know that many other groups did as well, Jeff, and it's they constructed this report that touched on many ends of agriculture without talking to any agricultural constituents. I think that's what troubles us the most.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.